Hello. Welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and once again, I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha.
Hello, Dan.
Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, too.
This topic, yes,
good to be alive.
We're going to touch on this, because tonight's topic is what really matters. And, well, it's been a wide-open thing to think about in the week since we decided to discuss it. So, let's start off, Shireen. I won't make a multiple choice. What really matters?
You know, when I heard that topic, I was thinking about non-duality. Mm-hmm. I know it seems like a paradox, like, you know, non-duality means nothing should matter. But actually, for me, non-duality means that you look at things as a detached observer and everything matters.
So non-duality isn't good versus evil as you're using it. It's just how to...
To watch it and not to have preferences, but to like everything or to love everything.
I've forgotten whose quote it was that I read in this last week. He said, you know, the thing you need to know about me, why you can't hurt me, is I don't care what happens. And I like that. Now, I'm not there. But that is truly a non-duality role.
Yeah,
I'll take whatever
yeah.
comes.
But also to love everything, to love everyone. Not to love outcomes, but to love people.
Yes.
And, you know, people matter. It doesn't matter how insignificant someone is in your life. They really matter. That they are happy really matters. And also that they don't really hate you really matters too. Because what I've noticed is if people don't like you, it actually changes your day. It changes the way, not because they are affecting, it's not because you're letting them affect you, but the vibrations do, so all of these things.
Does that move you out of non-duality when you let it change you?
No, what it does do is that it shows me where I have to focus my meditation energies that day.
Uh-huh.
Where do I have to give my good wishes?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something like an invitation for something more needs to be paid attention to here.
So one of the thoughts I had on this was I went far more contextual in terms of daily life, much more on the physical than the spiritual plane. The metaphor that came to mind is if I'm underwater and I get my foot stuck, say it between branches as I'm swimming in a river, it is very important for me. What's most important for me in that moment is to get air. Now, I know you've had an analog to that because you faced with your cancer. You faced life and death recently. So did that change, or how did that, what matters most? Did any decisions come different than you expected? Or
yeah, I had to make several decisions about my treatment plan, all of those things. And I feel that I don't have an opinion on what other people should do mm-hmm. in a situation. We were just talking about chemo
right.
and radiation and all of those things. And I don't have an opinion of what other people should do. But I did choose certain things for myself.
Yes.
Which worked out. But I do feel that life does matter.
Absolutely.
Keeping life matters. And everyone loves life. And everyone should love life. And if I didn't choose chemo or I didn't choose radiation because that path was not for me, but if someone else does, I completely support them.
Right.
If that matters to them, I completely support them, and I completely feel, you know, because I know a lot of people who feel very strongly for or against, and
yes.
I heard so many. Sometimes I wonder what's worse, getting sick or all the advice you get from people. and so they're so strong. They have such strong opinions against, actually, you know,
right.
when people heard, you know, you should go and you should do this and you should talk to people and how you did this and that. And I feel, actually, no, I don't feel that strongly. I feel that if someone made a choice...
Mm-hmm.
to go with chemo, even though it wouldn't be my choice, I would respect that choice because they want to live. And they feel that's the best option to live at that point. And so that really matters to them at that point.
So that brings us to halfway between the spiritual and the physical. And that might be one of the things I came across this week, is being in the here and now, of dealing what's on your with what is on your plate at this moment in as open-hearted way as we possibly can. Does that kind of relate to what you're talking about?
Yeah. Actually, I want to talk to you about spirituality, that most of the time we fixate ourselves on physical things.
Mm-hmm.
But really, what really matters is trying to cultivate a spiritual life, or trying to rekindle what is spiritual within us, because it's more long-lasting. It's something that I can take with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the example I want to give is that a few years back, I knew someone. I'll withhold the name. And he came to take meditation classes. And he was a body sculptor, not just a bodybuilder. He was a body sculptor. And he opened my eyes to things that I didn't know this existed. You know, he was so much into, this is my body fat and this is my body weight and this is the muscle to fat ratio and it's 22 and I want to get it to 16, and I'm thinking, oh, really fine number there. And, you know, he was totally into all of that, and he worked out 6 hours a day and he ate, and he was really into sculpting and bodybuilding to the perfect. You know,
right.
BMIs and all of those things. And eventually what happened was, after spending all that time, all of those things, one day he got hit by, he used to ride the bike everywhere, and one day he got hit, his bike got hit by a car and he died.
Mm.
I know it's a really bad story, but I want to say something. At that point, because every time he came to do the meditation class, I used to ask him, is that important? And
mm-hmm.
I felt that all his sculpting, all his bodybuilding really went down the drain in one knock.
Absolutely.
And so if we focus that much on the physical, on our physical appearance, on our physical, the way we look, or spend so much money on something really physical, as opposed to really enhancing our spiritual life that I can take with me, something that is going to be more lasting, that
yeah.
is going to take me to my next journey in life, not
mm-hmm.
just this life, but my next journey, and not go after, you know, I have the perfect wrinkle-free face or the perfect, you know, whatever. And so when... to look at it that way and say, yes, to really focus on my spiritual life and make that matter more than just the physical aspects of things and not get so fixated on the physical.
So, once again, I'll take a counterpoint on this slightly to say there are some listening to us at this point that are saying, yeah, but I live in the real world. How do I balance what matters to my physical self with what matters to my spiritual self?
I live in the real world too.
So
I'm trying to see what you mean by that.
People saying, for example,
okay, I go to
job.
Work.
Yes.
I have a job, right?
And I've got a tough boss.
Okay, you have a tough boss. So I'm not saying...
By the way, I'm retired. I'm quoting.
Okay. I'm not saying to give up those things. I'm talking about if you have a choice between getting your next, physical appearance thing
mm-hmm.
or going after a spiritual lifestyle, then I would go focus on a spiritual lifestyle instead of my next appearance of whatever, you know, it could be a facelift, it could be the next just
right.
temporary
yeah.
thing. So those kinds of things I'm talking about. A job, my relationships, those are not just physical. They have a spiritual component
right.
to them. And those are important too. And so I'm not saying we give up our jobs and, you know, go sit somewhere. I'm not talking about those things. Let me contextualize what I mean by spiritual, actually. Something to do with the intangible self, like the spirit, the soul that doesn't have the labels of the body, that doesn't have all of those things, but it's more lasting. But also to be able to live in the body. I have to lead a spiritual life, I have to live in the body. And I have to be able to take care of myself. So whatever I need to take care of myself, I should do those things, because that is also a part of my spiritual life.
Yeah. Actually, I was, as you're aware, our people watching may not be aware, we've been friends a lot of years. So I was begging the question, and what I was fishing for on this, which I know from other conversations you hold, is if I pay attention to my spiritual life, those outside physical things fall into line so much easier. As I'm in meditation, as you're fond of saying, send good wishes to someone who's giving you some reason to pause, then somehow that vibration somehow affects the physical, even if they're not in the room with you. It comes back to you in ways.
Yeah.
And I found that awful.
Right.
So the more I'm holding the open heart, which is definitely a spiritual thing,
right,
the less I am feeling the slings and arrows from the, quote, real world.
Right. I'm sorry I didn't pick that up.
No, that was, it gave me a chance to look like I'd thought about this before, which of course we do.
I wanted to say something else about what really matters, that nothing should matter that much.
Yeah.
That we lose relationships over.
Yeah, and losing relationships to me sometimes means that someone will opt out of my life temporarily or for a longer time because I'm not playing an old game.
Exactly, yeah. But still, you don't have to cut it off.
No.
They can cut it off if they want, but we have to engage. That's a really good point you're making. But at any given time, right, in any given situation, I should be able to say at any time in the game, any time in a situation, it doesn't matter. Never mind. Yeah. I have to be able to say that.
Absolutely. And in that way, there are people that become what a friend of mine calls no-time friends, which means no matter how far you are in terms of one meeting to the next, it might be a month, it might be a year, it might be 2 years, when you get back together, it's like no time passed. It's like everything is just okay, even to the highest peak that it was at one point. And I've thought a lot about that in this last week, because I just saw this friend I hadn't seen in maybe a year. And if we hold an open heart, even if we're not around someone for a while, when we get back, the wonderfulness of them shines brighter than anything else, which is, again, one of the more important things, I believe.
Yes, yes. And there are some things that really shouldn't matter.
Give me one.
Doubt in yourself.
Uh-huh.
Fear. Especially fear about to be brave, to be courageous about what you need to do.
But having fears, that shouldn't matter.
That shouldn't matter. And one thing that really matters for me nowadays is to be very simple. Especially to be simple in your thoughts, to be simple in your dealings with people, not to complicate things too much.
Yeah. I agree with that, because the moment we're trying to contort with reasons why we're doing it and excuses why we can't be open-hearted, then we're creating barriers we have to maneuver around.
Yeah.
So what else, one last thing in our last minute or so, that you'd say this supremely is important of what matters to you?
That I have to play right, regardless of how, this is a game, and in this game, and all these players and we interact, and this interaction is very important, regardless of how someone else is playing their part or their role, it doesn't matter. I have to play it right.
Ah, I like that. My read on that when I ask myself that question this week is, are the relationships that I have nourishing for all concerned? In other words, do I have friends, close ones, that I feel I'm better than myself for having known them, for being in that? And do they feel I like myself better when I'm around you? For me, it came down to relationships, personally starting with my wife and children, and creating concentric circles out to close friends and all that. So that, anyway, we have different things of what's important to us, most important. And they may change a little bit, but at the core, it's still us, and we're still striving to be the best we can be. Thanks, Shereen.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you for joining us.